This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Mylo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
He's connected to a 60s show about teens, an 80s movie about kids, oh, and pirates, and most recently, another show about kids, but set in the 80s. Who is it? Find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, February 25th, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, today is Skip the Straw Day. Yeah, every year, plastic straws and stirrers are among the top 10 items collected during Ocean Conservancy's, oh wow, I said that really bad, didn't I? International Coastal Cleanup. In fact, volunteers have collected nearly 14 million straws and stirrers from beaches and waterways. That's insane. That's over 30 years, but still, 14 million straws and stirrers just during these coastal cleanups. They can be dangerous for sea turtles, for albatross, and for other ocean wildlife. So try to keep our beaches clean and skip the straw today. But, you know, my problem is, okay, metal straws, fine. Glass straws. I had a glass straw once. The paper straws. Come on. Like, those I completely skip every day. I just can't do it. I had lemonade once with that paper straw in it. And I'm still, like, it's hard for me to even talk. It's weird. So I get this, like, just weird feeling in my mouth that I just don't like it. So I'm going to skip those every day. But today, I will make sure that I skip all straws, every straw. I'm going to skip it all, not even the metal ones. I'm not going to use those today, just for this day. There's more information on this, by the way, linked in the description. And also, you can participate in those coastal cleanups. And there's a link in that description to go find out more about that. All right, I talked about this yesterday. I promoed this yesterday, that it's National Clam Chowder Day today. And the thing is, it's so weird. It's great that it's on a Friday, but they didn't pick this to say, like, oh, it's the third Friday, or it's the fourth Friday, or it's this. No, they put it on a specific date. So that last year, it ended up on a Thursday. I don't want clam chowder on a Thursday. It's like a Friday thing. It is only Friday. And it's in a bread bowl, because I'm here in San Francisco area. Boudin, come on, bread bowl, clam chowder, amazing. If you come to San Francisco just for that, if you could. I mentioned about Texas the other day, to go to Texas for brisket and for chili and for all kinds of other stuff. But San Francisco, come for the bread bowl. And then you'll probably have to stay because your car will be broken into. That is currently San Francisco. All right, National Covered... Oh, I'm sorry. National Chocolate Covered Nut Day today. Yeah. National Chocolate Covered Nut Day. There. I had to say it again so that I said it right, just in case I want to fix that in post. No, I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Why? Because I get to say chocolate covered nuts over and over again. And these, no, I'm not being, this is a total safe for work podcast, much like nuts.com. Yes. If you go to nuts.com, it is about ordering nuts, not anything else. You can go there and You can go there, even if you have nut allergies. You can go to the website. It's safe. Just don't buy anything. Everybody else, it's perfectly safe to buy things. You know what? I am going to move on here and talk about the weekend because I feel like I am getting myself into trouble. Yeah. Well, you know, we got to talk about the weekend today because we don't have a podcast on the weekend. Yeah. We only do Friday. And that means we got to talk about Saturday and Sunday on Friday. I mean, we do Monday through Friday, but we only do Friday where we talk about other days, and that's today, and it all gets very confusing. And you know what? Let's just get right into it. Saturday, National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. How about that one? National Pistachio Day. Also, I see more nuts. Oh, jeez. All right. National Set a Good Example a Day. I am not doing that right now, but I should be. Sunday is National Polar Bear Day. When I think of that, I think, and it's not exactly right, but I just started watching Atypical on Netflix. If you've never seen that show, you got to check it out. It is awesome. Such great, like, acting in that show. Please do check it out. National Strawberry Day on Sunday. Also, National Retro Day. That's kind of cool. National Kahlua Day. And let's talk about some birthdays. Because guess what? Birthdays don't just happen during the week. No, they happen on the weekends too. And you've got a huge one on Saturday. Michael Bolton turning 68. I mentioned Jackie Gleason recently. I was telling a story about him. Born in 1916. Celebrating birthday. Well, he would be celebrating. But he's dead. He died in 1987. I should have thought about that before I said that. On Sunday, we have some birthdays as well. Kate Mara is 39. Josh Groban, 41. Elizabeth Taylor was born on that day in 1932. Hey, you know, if you never heard my Learning More podcast interview with Todd Fisher, he talks about Elizabeth Taylor, reveals some secrets. Go check that out on my Learning More podcast. All right, that is your look at the weekend. Let's take a look at our podcast of the day, shall we? Yes. I know I only take up 10 minutes of your day, so that leaves you with a whole lot of time to fill with other great podcasts. So each day we feature a new podcast for you to check out. And our podcast of the day today is Inspector. Okay, you're going to have to see how this is spelled because it's a different spelling of Inspector. It's a scripted comedy show that follows a former detective who is a current ghost. His name is Calvin Westover. He works as a PI. And by PI, I mean paranormal investigator. He tries to solve supernatural crimes with his unpaid intern, Arthur. This one is very creative. It's very cool. And you've got to start it from the first episode. So do check this out. It is linked in the podcast description. Also in the description, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon. And for just a few bucks a month, you're going to receive commercial free access to this podcast. You're going to join me behind the scenes for live streams. By the way, I am doing that right now. Yeah, you don't know it because you're not watching me on YouTube, but I am doing that right now. Now, if you go right now, I don't know when right now is for you, so you're not going to see it. Because you could be listening to this in, I don't know, 2030, and I'm not doing this live stream at that particular time. I'm instead, I don't know what I'm doing in 2030, flying around in my car. Anyway, you'll also get your birthday mentioned if you do that whole Patreon thing. Just click the link in the description to join. All right. Time for a little history here. A little history lesson on the podcast. We're going to go back to 1793. Yes, this was the date of the United States President's Cabinet meeting, the first one ever. It was held at George Washington's house. Yeah, he did this at his house, Mount Vernon. And it consisted of the heads of each one of the executive departments, just as it does now. But back then, there was only four. It also, by the way, includes the vice president. So now, by the way, we have 15, not just four. There's many more departments within the cabinet. But back then, we just had the Secretary of State, Thomas Jefferson. We had the Secretary of Treasury, a little guy named Alexander Hamilton. You could see him. Now he's a Disney Plus star, you know, so you can go check him out on Disney Plus. Secretary of War, Henry Knox, and Vice President John Adams were there. Now, sadly, and this is really sad, they did not do a rap battle at the cabinet meetings. No, that is made up just for Hamilton. And they still don't do that. I mean, it would be fantastic and it would probably get way more people watching it if they did. But no, they don't do it. And you know, how I'd love to tie these older events in to like current day items, right? So instead of talking about the cabinet of right now, I will tell you a cool fact. I mentioned that there were just four people in the cabinet, right? So there's five people in the room, right? You've got Thomas Jefferson. You've got Alexander Hamilton. You've got Henry Knox. You've got John Adams. And finally, you've of course got George Washington, the president. But who else did you have in the room? Well, you had the intern, a young Joe Biden, right there in the cabinet room. Very cool. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Hey, I gave you a little trivia there, right? Yeah, well, I said that his mom was in a 60s. Actually, I didn't say his mom. Now I'm going to say that his mom was star of Patty Duke. He was in The Goonies and also in Stranger Things. Sean Astin is 50 today. Ric Flair is 72 and alive and kicking. Carrot Top is 56. Literally, he kicks people. That's what they do in wrestling. Chelsea Handler's 46. And did I say that twice? Rashida Jones is 45. See, I'm totally getting lost here. Because you know what? I'm ready for the weekend. That is your look at February 25th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. On Monday, we're going to talk about the Tooth Fairy. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you on Monday.